I'm a few years older than
you. I guess we do.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the special meeting of the Township Board of Education. Today is June 11th, 2013. Heather, can we have a roll call?
Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mrs. Kresty?
Here.
Mr. Kreda?
Present.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Malloy?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mrs. Sullivan?
Here.
And Mr. Sturgis?
Here. Going back a bit, in accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, law of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided for the annual public notice on June 5, 2013. Passing to three newspapers as designated by the board, posting to the district website and bulletin boards, filing with the clerk of Clinton Township.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. Tonight is a special meeting. The purpose of the meeting is to appoint a new principal for Clinton Township Middle School. We'll have a public comment section. Ken, please observe the three-minute rule. We have one action item on tonight. It's a PNN action item for appointment of new principal. And that's it. It's going to be a short meeting, but if anyone has any input to the recommendation of Dr. Clark, please don't hesitate to approach the mic and address the board. So moving on, we'll now have public comments on the agenda items only. There's a single agenda item of appointment of a principal. Are there any public comments on the agenda item? Can you switch that mic on? I don't think it's on.
Sure.
It is on.
It's on. Hello? No, it seems to be on. Hi, Nick Corvillis. I have some questions and observations about your process in appointing a new principal. Please correct me if I've got any of these dates wrong. Look, judging from the website, the job for the principal's position at CTMS was posted on May 30th. And then included in the posting dated June 7th for applications to be submitted and accepted. And then on June 5th, there was a public notice posted on the Board of Education website declaring that a new principal would be appointed tonight on the 11th. There's still 2 days left to accept applications, which doesn't seem to make any sense. My other concern is that there was no indication on the website that there would be a meeting tonight to handle this matter. In other words, there was no public notice published in any of the newspapers that you were doing this tonight. And what I don't understand is why you would announce a date for choosing a new principal 2 days before you closed out the application process. And then second, why there was no public notice in the paper. It all just seems very concerning. When you look at the bigger picture, it looks like from May 30th until tonight, which is what, 13 days? You selected a new principal for CTMS. Seems like a really quick process, with a little bit of a question in the process, especially as far as the public is concerned. So can you explain to me why you announced 2 days before the closing of applications?
Yes, because we talked about in personnel that and so what we talked about was our concern about making sure that we had a transition that was smooth and that the middle school teachers knew by this week, all right, who their new principal would be, so that we could make a smooth transition, all right? The information was out a while ahead, all right, of that posting. People knew there was the job opening. We were accepting applications for a while. They stopped coming in, frankly. And we decided to move ahead. It looked like we were going to move internally. the position, and so we decided to do that. I believe it was posted. We did advertise the meeting.
Did the board have a meeting to discuss the candidates outside of the discussions within the personnel committee?
No, we did have a personnel committee recommendation.
But it's already been announced that you have a specific candidate who's going to be named principal tonight without an entire meeting of the board to discuss the matter prior to tonight.
We shared the information from personnel with the board. So the board was aware of it, and I was not aware of any concerns or objections to that decision.
But without a public meeting, how can there be deliberation and any expression of concerns or questions about candidates?
We had a personnel meeting, and at the personnel meeting, we discussed.
But Dr. Clark, a personnel meeting is not a public meeting of the board, which is about to make a decision, which is now in the press of foregone conclusion. You've already announced who you're appointing, and by the way, this is no disrespect to Dr. Hammond, to Dr. Hammond?
Mrs. Hammond.
This is a question about your process. It sounds like you made a decision by talking to one another. You made an announcement to the press, it's in the paper today, about your choices without a public process and a public deliberation.
Well,
I don't understand that.
Once I post an agenda with a name on it, the press talks to me about that, and I share that it's going to be voted on. Now, yep. The board has an opportunity to discuss it tonight. If they have any concerns, they express them to me.
Do you think it puts the board under any kind of public pressure to name the person that you're going to? You, as the superintendent, let the newspapers know that this is the person who's going to get the position before a public meeting of the board.
I posted the agenda with the person's name in it.
Right.
Because I wanted to make sure that the public was aware of who was going to be appointed. I didn't want to post an agenda, frankly, without a person's name on it, so that everyone would be aware when they saw the agenda who the person was. But so that if people wanted to make public comments, they could do so.
But from a procedural standpoint, you don't think it's inappropriate to post a notice on June 5th that you're having a meeting to name the new principal 2 days before the process is closing in?
Well, no, I didn't think so, because we had a number of applications. We looked at those applications. I wasn't receiving any more in that data. And frankly, we decided that the best thing to do was to move the most experienced person in the applications
to that position. Dr. Clark, when you say we decided, who decided?
Well, it's the superintendent's, it's under the superintendent's purview to make a recommendation to the board. The board votes on it tonight.
That's for us. It's very common for the personnel committee to vet candidates.
I understand.
They make a recommendation to the board, and at any time we're hiring, we can only do so at the recommendation of the superintendent. So we didn't know who Dr. Clark was recommending, but as far as the opportunity for discussion and public discussion, it's tonight. So we haven't appointed the new candidate. This is our
recommendation. I understand that, but once again, there was not a public notice in any of the newspapers that you were doing this tonight. There's a huge community for the township that's interested in the business of our school district and the board.
I'm going to ask the business administrator. We posted the public notice, correct?
It was posted 48 hours in advance.
Which newspapers was it in?
We faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Hunterdon Viewing Express Times. It's up to them on whether or not they publish it. But it is posted.
Calls to the Democrat and the Review say that they have no information about this.
Then I will provide it. You copies of the fax documentation if you would like. But it was faxed to all of
my two main concerns are, number one, in less than 2 weeks, you conducted the process entirely outside the public view on who you were going to appoint a new principal, and you announced it to the press, you provided the information, you put the name on the agenda. I realize you haven't voted, but do you understand what the Open Public Meetings Act's intent is, to have a public process so the public can be aware of?
That's why I put the name on the agenda.
You didn't put any other names on
it. It appeared to me that was the appropriate thing to do for the public, to be notified.
As a member of the public, I'd like to know who the other candidates were.
I can't share that information.
Then why did you share the one in the press today? With all the respect.
That's the one I'm recommending, and that's on the agenda.
But no one has any opportunity to vet any other candidates other than you and the personnel committee. With all due respect, the public process has been compressed into a very, as the board chairman said earlier, this will be a very quick meeting. And with all due respect to the board's prerogative to vote tonight, the personnel committee seems to have done all the work. As you said, you used the word, a decision was made, and now you're recommending a candidate without any real discussion of the board or any opportunity for a public process prior to, so less than 2 week period. Less than 2 week period.
You would believe that today, the principal candidate should be done at public meetings?
I believe the deliberation should be done in a public meeting.
Tonight's deliberation is going to be done at public meetings.
That's typically the process. Yeah. On almost every agenda we have, there are hire or job change recommendations, and the process typically is vetted by just one committee.
But there's been no notice in the paper, and you closed out, you effectively closed out your own process 2 days early by making an announcement about when you would make a decision. Why would anyone apply if they read in the paper that you've already made a decision and you set a date? You set a date 2 days before the end of the closing of the process. Why would anyone apply? Why have a date of the seventh as the deadline to apply and then announce publicly on the fifth that you've made a decision? Isn't that locking you out of looking at additional candidates? And maybe this all seems goofy to you because, well, no one else was applying. But the reason there's a date and a legal process to be followed is to make sure that all candidates who want to apply can apply. Suppose I want to apply. I don't want to be a school principal, but suppose I want to apply and I found out 2 days before the closing date that you already made a decision.
We made a final decision, all right, at the closing date, all right? I recommended to the board that we have a public meeting and finish, if you read the article, all right, I believe that wrote the article, all right, and one of the questions he asked me, all right, was, has a final decision or recommendation been made? And I said, no, I'm finishing up the process, all right? And that's what I was doing. And we decided to have a public meeting so that, and set the date for the public meeting because of difficulties with setting schedules at this time of year. And we wanted to be sure that the staff knew about it, frankly, both staffs, the Round Valley staff, where Ms. Hammond is currently principal, and the middle school staff. I wanted them to have an opportunity to work with her before school was out.
Dr. Clark, again, what I'm confused is, you just said that you made a decision was made on the closing date, which was the 7th, but public notice was posted on the 5th, 2 days earlier. Mm-hmm. So a decision was made on the 7th, but it was also made 2 days earlier,
right,
on the 5th, before the closing date.
Because we knew we were going to have a final candidate this week, and this was the night we could post a meeting, and I had to post enough notice for the meeting.
I simply don't understand how anyone on this board can look anyone straight in the face and say, we made a decision 2 days before the closing date of our own process. Now, I respect the fact that you want to notify teachers. You could have had this meeting 2 weeks down the road and your teachers would still know. You could have had it in a month or two and your teachers would still know. I simply can't understand how you can close out a process, you can make an announcement and set a date for an announcement and for this vote 2 days before you closed out your own process. If this were done in corporate America, someone would get hung. It's inappropriate. My concern is always about your process. You can sit and smirk at me all you like, Dan.
Not smirking at your neck, I'm just kind of wondering where you're going with this. Do you have a candidate for us to consider?
No, Dan, I don't.
Okay.
I'm concerned about the process. The process is prescribed in the law.
It seems that...
I believe you violated the law because you have not published a public notice. I don't know if it's a legal violation that you announced. I think it's an ethical violation and a procedural violation. And I think an insult to the residents of Clinton Township that 2 days before you closed your process for people to apply, you made an announcement that it's all done. So I leave you to think about it. Thank you.
Are there any other public comments at this time?
Dr. Clark, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
We now have a vacated principal position. Were we still accepting resumes and doing interviews for that principal position?
I posted that, I believe, yesterday as an anticipated opening, and we'll be accepting applications and go through an interview process.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any additional public comments at this time on agenda items only? Seeing none, we're moving on to the first recognition of the public. This is an opportunity for anyone in the public to address the Board of Education on any topic. It doesn't have to be on the agenda. Is anyone from the public would you like to address the Board of Education at this time? Seeing no comments, we're moving on to the personnel negotiations section. We're not going to do a committee report. Instead, it's okay with you, Dan. I'm going to ask Dr. Clark to summarize her recommendation to the board on the appointment.
Yes.
I'd like to share some information this evening about Ms. Hammond with the rest of the public who is here, who may or may not know Ms. Hammond and her experience, and why I made this recommendation to the Board of Education. When I was looking for a candidate for this position, my concern was that we had an experienced principal who understood middle school students, who understood the scheduling at the middle school, and could really build a program and communication with the staff. We were looking to build relationships within the school community and outside the school community. And so, let me share a little bit of information about Ms. Hammond. She is an experienced educator with elementary, intermediate, and middle school students. She has been principal of Round Valley since 2008. And she served on a wide variety of district committees, including the Strategic Planning Group, the District Education Advisory Committee, the Intervention and Referral Services Committee, the School Improvement Panel, the District Curriculum Committee, and is the Anti-Bullying Coordinator for the school district. Ms. Hammond has experience as a middle school enrichment coordinator, and as a special educator. She is a graduate of the University of London and has a Master's of Education from California University of Pennsylvania and a Postmaster's Certificate in Educational Leadership from the College of New Jersey. This is an educator who believes in collaboration and building strong partnerships with families and teachers, as well as the community. Her vision is excellence for all, and she believes in establishing, as she says, a common purpose and daily goal of creating a supportive environment where students and learning are celebrated. If you've ever been to a school-wide meeting at Round Valley School, you understand how students and staff and community is celebrated. It would bring tears to your eyes, and I hope if you haven't been to one, I know there's one on Friday. And I think there's an invitation out, board members. Her experience with gifted students, general education students, and special education students give her a broad perspective on our student population needs. We're excited to have her move up to middle school. I know she's been there before, and she had some wonderful training with some previous administrators, Diane Tate and Gerard Dalton, who she worked with very closely in establishing the team model for the middle school that they're utilizing right now. She's a visible principal, and she knows her students well. I know that she's already setting up meetings to try and work with staff at Round Valley to transition, and at the middle school to transition and start scheduling. What many of you may not be aware of is that when school closes on June 18th, much of the administrative work begins in very big detail, because we work the schedules and start assigning students to classes. And there's a lot of work that's done before school opens. And I wanted to make sure an administrator was in place for that transition. So I feel very confident in this recommendation to the board. We reviewed resumes that were submitted, and frankly, I have to share with you that although there were a number of good candidates, there were not candidates who were experienced principals. And frankly, that's what I wanted for that building. Someone who had some experience as an administrator and could hit the ground running at the middle school. So I'm excited about this. I thought I was sharing information on putting an agenda up so that the public would know and be able to be here and comment and participate. So I'm glad those of you who are here were able to come. And I'm very excited about this. I think it's a new direction and something very positive for the school district.
Thank you for your recommendation, Dr. Clark. I'm seeking a motion on action 13PN245.
So moved.
By Marie Grant, second.
I'll second it.
By John Higgins. Is there any discussion on PN245?
Dr. Clark, I was just wondering, since our candidate pool was on the relatively small side, maybe you could elaborate on some of the reasons why the candidate pool might not be bigger.
Well, I mean, I guess there are a number of theories about that. Part of what's going on right now in the state is that, first of all, nationally, there's a shrinking number of school administrators. Second of all, right now, we've had a change in the tenure laws as they affect principals and teachers. And the whole teacher evaluation system and the principal evaluation system have been sped up in terms of timing. And the principal evaluation system was supposed to happen in another year. The state sped up the system. So right now, you don't see a lot of movement in districts. We see retirements happening. We see some people who are moving on to other positions, moving out of state, those kinds of things. But there's not a lot of experienced principals applying for jobs in other districts. It is not Clinton Township alone that is experiencing this. So it is not that there's something wrong with Clinton Township. We're a wonderful school district. We had over 500, I think, applicants now for teaching positions in the district. We keep getting more applications on those on a regular basis. Administrative positions, we're not seeing that, and many districts are having that difficulty as well. There is also no feeding ground. All right, so I'm going to explain it, all right, as a feeder system, a training ground for administrators. We have many young teachers who go to school and get an administrative certificate. It's very hard for them to become administrators now, because well, a few years ago, when we had some very big cuts to school budgets, what happened is many districts cut out vice principal positions and supervisor positions. Those are the two positions that are training grounds for administrators, and they're very scarce. They're scarce in Clinton Township. And so it's very hard for people to get the experience they need. And so we get applicants for the administrative positions, but the applicants, although clearly many of them are wonderful teachers, don't have any administrative legs under them to take on a school the size of Clinton Township Middle School, and with the needs that we have here, frankly, and the achievement that we want to move forward. So I want to give new administrators a chance, but I really can't put someone who has no experience as an administrator in a position that is a middle school principal. And don't forget, the other issue we have is most middle schools have a vice principal. We do not have one at our middle school. So that administrator is in the building, running the school pretty much on their own. There are wonderful teacher leaders, and we appreciate all that they contribute. But there isn't a vice principal. And many experienced principals who are looking for jobs maybe elsewhere are looking for a place where there's a vice principal and some other additional support. I think that contributed to some of the maybe the low application needs we have, but between what's going on in the state in general and people afraid to move out of their districts if they're tenured principals and chance moving to a new place, and working through a new environment and a whole new tenure system, and the fact that the administrative pool is slim in general, I think that contributed to what we're doing. But I have to say to you, at the end of the day, when I looked at the school administrators that we have in the district, we have very strong school administrators, and I'm proud of all of them. And I think that we chose the right person with the right experience at the right time.
And in talking to members of school boards throughout the state of New Jersey, they're experiencing the same results at their administrative positions, and maybe even more concerning is at the superintendent position also, is that there are not a lot of qualified individuals, qualified with the experiences necessary to fill those positions and quote unquote hit the ground running. So it's not something, as you've already mentioned, that's unique to Clinton Township. It seems to be something that's not even unique, but is commonplace throughout the state of New Jersey in education today.
I think you bring up an important point that we also have to be thinking about succession planning within the district. And helping train our teachers and moving them forward so that they can take on some of these more difficult leadership roles and be ready for them.
And it's reasonable to do that, but also at the same time recognize that we could be risking a high-quality individual moving on to another school district based on opportunities, because there are so few qualified individuals out there right now. But at the same time, we're seeing a low volume of qualified individuals at the administrative level. When it comes to teacher positions, for advertised and non-advertised or solicited and non-solicited candidates for teacher positions, we've received well over 400 of those. So the entry into the teaching profession is strong. The entry into the administrative positions with experience sets is very weak, we'll say in the state of New Jersey, but I think it goes beyond the state also.
Yes, and you know, there are all kinds of other reasons for this in terms of economics and people not wanting to, you know, move too much and lose any kind of stability. So I think it's difficult times, and I can appreciate, you know, Mr. Porcadillis's concern. I really can, sir. But I think this was the right thing for our district to do at this time.
I want to say that I've been active with the Clinton Township Board of Education for almost 7 years. And about 4 years of that time, in the capacity of a board member, and I've worked a lot with this. And the last 3 years, she's been principal for my children and in Round Valley. And from my own experience, my own impression, she's a leader. She cares about the kids, she cares about education, and I've noticed that she's taken a leadership role. So I appreciate the recommendation you made for our appointment, and I for one believe she'll be an excellent leader at the middle school. And I'm looking forward to voting on her appointment. Is there any other discussion on PN 245? Seeing none, Heather, can we have a roll call vote?
Ms. Cresting?
Yes.
Mr. Freda?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Sullivan?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
And Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
Moving on to the second recognition to the public. Anyone would like to speak to the Board of Education on any matter? Does not need to be an agenda item. Please approach the mic, give us your name and address, and please try to limit your comments to 3 minutes.
Corvallis, again, just some real quick questions. How many teachers were involved in interviewing the candidates?
I did not have teachers as part of this committee. Yeah.
Did all board members have the opportunity to interview all the candidates?
No, all board members did not interview.
Did all the board members receive copies of all the resumes and all the cover letters of all the applicants?
No.
All I can tell you is that a taxpayer, a voter, a parent, I'm really disappointed that all the members of this board were not involved in this very important process. Having said all of that, I want to congratulate Ms. Hammond. And I wish her all the best. I really think you need to think hard about why there's a board making a decision. We have four schools in this district. There are four key administrative positions other than the superintendent, four principals. And we just went through a process where all the board members, and there were a lot of them, didn't get to see even the applicants. So how you can sit here and vote without raising some questions and some concerns about the process? If I were sitting in your seats, I'd be raising a ruckus because the decision's getting made by a committee and by your superintendent on people who you haven't even seen.
Mr. Cordillo, that is the committee process, however.
I understand that. But I think the committee process stinks because this is a key decision of the board. They don't even know who the other applicants and candidates were. They had no opportunity to interview them. What troubles me just as much is the fact that there were no teachers sitting on the committee doing the interview. Makes no sense. Again, Ms. Hammond, congratulations.
I'd just like to respond to that, if I may.
Please.
I will tell you that normally I do a committee interview process. I actually spoke to the teachers at the middle school about this, all right? I normally do that and bring, I vet some candidates and I bring a group of candidates to a committee to go through a committee interview process, all right? But I can't bring candidates to a committee when I don't have strong enough candidates for them to look at and say, okay, these people are experienced enough for a committee to recommend to a board. They just weren't experienced enough in this candidate pool. Now, you can, of course, go out multiple times for candidates, right? And I've done that too. I just know that it's a slim pool right now in the marketplace. And I wish it weren't. I wish we had more candidates, but we don't. And we don't have people who are experienced enough to handle that school. And what I would be doing is and I mean this with the utmost respect, I don't want to waste my teacher's time, and I have great respect for them. I want their opinion. I believe that they should be part of the whole process, but we don't have anyone to bring to a committee at this point who was strong enough to lead their school.
May I ask how many candidates submitted applications?
I think there were about 7.
So it wasn't a lot.
No.
Do you think it would have been reasonable to give the board copies of all the resumes and applications so the board could have an idea of what kind of pool they're actually looking at? I mean, if the board has to make strategic decisions and has to understand what was just explained about the dearth of candidates out there, wouldn't it have been useful for you to give all the board members copies of all the applications so they could see just who is out there?
I felt that they trusted me that I was reviewing those applications.
I'm not
and sharing that information.
Dr. Clark, I'm not questioning your trustworthiness.
I'd be happy to show them if they want them.
What I'm just suggesting is that during an elected representative process, as a constituent, I believe I have a right to expect that my elected officials are all involved, hands-on, with a decision like this. If in your judgment, not enough of the candidates were worthy of being interviewed, how many candidates did the board actually interview?
Excuse me, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but after 7, my son is getting an award tonight. I'm getting an award tonight.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
My last question was, how many candidates did the board actually interview?
I interviewed 2 candidates.
So the board did not interview any candidates. The board did not see any applications, resumes, or cover letters.
They know of the 2 candidates.
But they haven't seen all the income.
The full board.
Committee did.
I think it's inappropriate. My thoughts. Thank you.
We're still in the second recognition of the public. Is anybody from the public who would like to address the board? Please approach the mic. Okay, seeing no more comments at this time, we're going to move on to adjournment. Seeking a motion to adjourn.
So,